This is the VOA News. Speaking of a boat, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. United States has called for the immediate release of a group of Hong Kong democracy activists facing trial in China on Monday after they attempted to escape the territory by speedboat for sanctuary in Taiwan. 10 of the so-called Hong Kong 12 are due in court in the southern city of Shenzhen, facing charges linked to an illegal border crossing. Chinese authorities took them into custody after their boat was intercepted on August 23rd. At least two of the group face up to 7 years in jail for organizing the attempted escape. Democracy activists last year led massive protests against Beijing's rule in Hong Kong. Some of the group were already facing prosecution in Hong Kong, where China has imposed a draconian national security law that has stamped out the city's protest movement. A U.S. embassy spokesperson told the French news agency Sunday, quote, their so-called crime was to flee tyranny. The comment came just hours ahead of the group's scheduled court appearance via video link. The U.S. diplomat urged the, quote, immediate release of the Hong Kongers, adding, quote, communist China will stop at nothing to prevent its people from seeking freedom elsewhere. With the clock ticking toward a potential U.S. government shutdown, President Donald Trump on Sunday signed a $2.3 trillion spending bill, which he had previously criticized as a disgrace. The plan includes $900 billion for coronavirus relief. The rest is for U.S. government spending through next September. The president criticized the bill after it had been passed in the House and Senate, capping months of negotiations between lawmakers. The bill was flown from Washington, D.C. to Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago club in Florida to be available if he decided to sign it into law. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.